Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing. This is Terry Laundry with the May 26th update for our magic tea observations, or tea theory observations. The first diagram that we have, which you can drag to your desktop and print out for a larger copy, is the short-range daily chart. And the important point here, as far as current action is concerned, is that once the market, once the S&P broke above the black 55-day moving average, and we seemed to be into a T, the upside objective really is to the red dashed line, where it says objective is 1204. That's for the cash S&P. You can see in the clearly in the oscillator that you're making these jagged up and down patterns, which look like a toppy pattern. And that could be true, that you do have a toppy pattern forming. But basically, the objective on the price takes most of the thinking out of it. It's just that when you pull back like we did yesterday, you tend to think you're still going to make the objective. And that that channel, upper channel envelope objective, is likely to be taken out by a few points. So it's a fairly conservative objective. Now, when you get up to the 1204, a little bit better level, you will see the oscillator start to come down, and it will quickly become oversold as long as the S&P doesn't go below the 55-day moving average. That'll be fine, and in fact, I would doubt that it's really going to go that low right away. Switching to the weekly chart, which is the second chart here, you'll see that within the channel, which is now a larger channel, the objective is 1232. That means after we halt around the 1204 level and we get another pullback, we would expect a continuation to the uptrend in into the 1232 level. The pullback, which you would get after you get to the 1204 level, is usually about 4 days, and that would be a buying opportunity. Once you get to the 1232 level, the degree to which you can push on the upside is the defining momentum that we want to look at, because the next phase is going to be to see whether the advanced decline line, which is drawn in red, can break out, where I have the breakout question mark there. It's coming up, but by the time we get to 1232, we would like to see the advanced decline line break out, so that it's some indication you're headed on another wave up. You can see that the AD line from the 03 up, early 03 low, has come in a series of waves, and what you're trying to do is get this new wave to go ahead. Beyond that, one of the things that we're sort of considering is whether the old highs in the S&P, which is around 15, a little over 1500, and it was marked by that thin line that says old highs, whether that is achievable by the time the big advanced decline T reaches its projected top date in early 07. We're going to find out about that depending on how we do on this breakout. And what you really need is that breakout in the advanced decline line with a sustainable rally in the breadth figures. There are a lot of positives in the market. One of them is technology has started to move. The other one's that earnings are better than expected, and corporations have large cash. But it will be a tough run to get to the old highs, but I would be optimistic on that point. Well, thank you. That's it for today. I would say the gold is holding at the 415 level so far. And otherwise, have a good long-term weekend, and we'll be back next week. Thank you.